This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico's 30-day legislative session is nearly at the halfway point. It's a budget session where lawmakers focus on funding state government. Javier Benavides of the Southwest Organizing Project says they'd like to see lawmakers take a laser focus to issues of poverty, injustice, and inequality this year.
There's something rousing about 112 leaders from across the state coming together in service to our homeland and to our people's aspirations. Arriba Nuevo México. It's as if the spirit of Roberto Griego's anthem echoes through the roundhouse as the session gets underway. As unpaid citizen legislators, some live close to the pain and struggles of everyday New Mexicans. Conditions for poor people of color have remained largely unchanged for decades now, and we at SWAP would like to see our lawmakers keep the suffering of the poor, income inequality, and the injustices in our state at the center of their vision. Ask yourselves, who pays and who benefits? Who has a vested interest in New Mexico remaining an environmental sacrifice zone? Why would anyone have an interest in leaving our state's hunger issues unaddressed? Why are tough-on-crime measures a priority when some evidence suggests criminalization is futile in comparison to rehabilitation and restorative justice strategies? Who wins when the influence of corporate interests, big landowners, resource extractors, and big polluters is reinforced? There will be many special interests at play in the roundhouse over the next 30 days. Many lobbyists and industries go to our lawmakers to take advantage of our resources, not to invest in New Mexico. They've won billions of dollars in tax breaks that lead to an upward transfer of wealth, and these moves are enabled on both sides of the aisle. We demand the opposite, actually investing in New Mexico's people. It's simply dumbfounding that our state is wealthier than most countries. We have a $15 billion sovereign fund, the 33rd largest in the world, yet a handful of state senators on the Senate Finance Committee take pride in blocking distribution of just a fraction of that money for early childhood education. That fund belongs to the people of New Mexico. The vast majority of New Mexicans are good, compassionate people who are offended by injustice. If given the chance, we believe most would side with meaningful policy advancements that help our neighbors to thrive and our children to have a fighting chance. We are on the verge of powerful progress in New Mexico. How do lawmakers want to be remembered by generations of Nuevo Mexicanos to come? Which side of history do they want to be on? And which side of history do you want them to be on?
Javier Benavides is with the Southwest Organizing Project. His commentary is part of our People Power and Democracy Project, a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico In Depth, and New Mexico PBS. Funding for the project comes from the Thornburg Foundation. Find out more online at KUNM.org.